Some corn planting continued in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest yesterday, as well as in a portion of the Delta in the southeastern states, but things changed overnight as showers and thunderstorms began to march across the heart of the Midwest and pass through the Delta and now en route to the southeastern states. Many of these areas will see a disruption to field work, and some of the rainfall that occurred overnight last night in the lower Mississippi River Basin was great enough to set back field work for an extra day because the rains were a little bit more than anticipated. We will expect to see additional waves of precipitation moving across a big part of the Midwest on a periodic basis as we move forward through these next several days. In fact, a good week's worth of continued frequent precipitation will likely occur. We're not done with this current storm system, though. Snow is already going to fall rather significantly across portions of Minnesota and the eastern sections of the Dakotas today. We'll expect snow accumulations running anywhere from 3 to 9 inches, and there'll be some locally greater potential in a few spots. We will anticipate the entire snow event to wind down as we go through the day tomorrow, but it will be a slow process. The upper level low is not in a hurry to abate from the region. Most of the heart of the eastern Midwest will likely see drier conditions occur as we move forward through the day. The line of storms this morning, working its way through Ohio and parts of Kentucky and southeastern Indiana, should be eventually getting out of the region completely. That'll open the stage for a little bit of drying to occur for a few days, and maybe some farming will likely resume. The general weather pattern here over the coming week is favoring the western and northern portions of the Midwest with frequent bouts of precipitation. We are not done with the cold weather either, so we will see some additional snowfall across parts of the region as we move forward in time. The next storm system that will do just that will be arriving in the northern plains as we move from Saturday into Sunday. This storm system will produce widespread precipitation from the Dakotas into parts of Michigan, but may not produce a great deal of moisture in the lowermost parts of the Midwest, and that's one of the reasons why some fieldwork could still take place in some of those southern areas. Well, a third storm system will likely develop in the central plains as we get into the early to middle part of next week, and that system will likely produce some upslope conditions across portions of Colorado and neighboring states, and that means some heavy snow and some rain may fall in the west central plains. We'll likely see that storm system work its way east-northeastward across the heart of the Midwest as we get out into the latter part of next week, especially the middle to latter part of the week. We'll expect also to see another shot of cold air coming in behind that event, possibly bringing more freezes and some frost into the central U.S. plains, perhaps impacting a part of Texas and Oklahoma for yet another time. We did see frost and freezes this morning across the southern plains, another morning of it, and damage was likely occurring in portions of the region, the Texas Panhandle, western portions of Oklahoma, northwestern in particular, and a fair amount of Kansas far southwest, likely endured some crop-damaging conditions. Assessments of this loss will not likely be fully understood until the harvest is here, but there'll be a lot of speculation over these next few weeks as to how much damage may or may not have occurred. None of that bitter cold air in the plains will work its way into the heart of the Midwest, and so we are not expecting to see soft wheat areas east of the Mississippi River, or for that matter even in Missouri, to end up with any real serious threat of temperatures that would be below the damage threshold. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.